Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. It's always our delight to have you on board. In fact, we look forward to your joining in the dialogue and the discussion on the issues each and every day. May I remind us that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. We're asking a very pertinent, powerful, personal question today. And each and every one of us need to analyze this in view of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The question is, can America survive? And if the answer is no, what happens to the church? If the answer is yes, what happens to the church and what kind of America will we have? We're watching today numerous events taking place simultaneously in America and around the globe, all of which mitigate against the foundation of the United States of America. In Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And that's a question that I've asked so many times. And I don't know if you've worked with that challenge or sought an answer to that question. But ladies and gentlemen, we're living in very precarious, dangerous, dark, devastating, perilous times. And the Bible warns us of that. But with the warning and with the darkness, the danger, the devastation that's before us, how do we respond? What do we do? Do we place our hope and faith and trust in man or in God? In Psalms 146 and verse 3, the scripture is very, very poignant. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe today, even as Christians, there's an attempt to place trust and confidence in the government rather than God. There's an attempt to place trust and confidence in society rather than the Savior. There's an attempt today to put trust and confidence in what the world says rather than what the Word says. And I believe therein lies the major problem. And if the foundations be destroyed, what can we do as the righteous? So the question is today, can America survive? On what basis do you make that determination? But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that makes all the difference. It should make the difference in your life and in each and every life. It's the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's some caveats in that statement, ladies and gentlemen. If you continue in my word, then, that is after you continue in the word of God, Jesus says, then you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed simply means truly, surely, absolutely. A test of an individual's being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is the continuance, the constant staying in the Word of God. And it's through the constant staying in the Word of God that validates if we're a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. And it's then that we'll know the truth. Then when? after we stayed in the Word, after we continued in the Word, after we meditate in the Word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth, that's the truth of the Word of God, shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement in saying, in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth that we need to hang on to, look forward to. And I admonish each and every one under the sound of my voice that you cannot find truth on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You find truth in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the things that's not sought after today. In fact, it's repulsed, rebelled, rejected, dissed, and denied in society today. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see taking place today in just about every realm of life. And more particularly, you find in the Beltway in Washington, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the other three, as I call them, they simply detest anything that's called the truth. And as a result of that, we're finding major, major, major decisions being made by the Biden administration and the leadership in Washington today that's undermining, tearing down, and destroying the very fabric of our nation. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said this: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, there's a day coming, and I believe very soon, listen carefully, I believe there's a day coming very soon that in the United States of America, we will find the chaos and the confusion about truth, just as you're finding in China and Russia, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, and even today in Canada, many places in Europe, where if a pastor, preacher, Christian teacher stands and preaches the truth, there is the persecution and prosecution as never before. And we're living in the era that is rapidly coming to the shores of America. And we'll talk about some of that on this broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands like for the homeowner, like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer your questions about professional and homeowner lawn care equipment. And Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You can find the gigantic flagpole with American flag flowing. 165-foot flagpole right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we the people, listen carefully, we the people need to sit up and take notice as to what's happening under the Biden administration. The socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democrat Party agenda. Now, I understand that there are some folks who will say, well, why the political agenda? Why the political conversation? Because listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. What we see taking place in America today emanates out of the Beltway in Washington for the most part. And there's not a nation on the face of the globe that's ever sustained a position of godliness and being what God would have them to be if they follow a fallen leadership out of their nation's headquarters. And today, I'm admonishing you, the listener, to follow God and not government, to be obedient to the scripture and not the socialist mantra in Washington, to understand what the Word of God says and the warnings that we find in the scripture about the last of the last days. The Apostle Paul said in Timothy, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, perilous times shall come. The word perilous means dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult. We see that taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, as never before. we're watching today, listen, today in the Middle East, Iran is sending rockets. Ladies and gentlemen, they are firing rockets from the Gaza Strip. It's Hamas doing it. You say, who is Hamas? Hamas happens to be the Arabic jihadist that's the enemy of Israel. And they're firing rockets. And as they are firing rockets that's furnished by Iran, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, the record shows that 800 missiles were fired into Tel Aviv. Fortunately, the Iron Dome, as it's called in Israel, was able to fend off and destroy before they landed majority of those missiles. Yesterday, Tuesday, some 500 missiles fired from the missile launchers provided by Iran for the Arabic people to fire into Jerusalem. And you say, why is that so important? Because, ladies and gentlemen, President Donald J. Trump had brought into effect the Abrahamic Accord, which had brought together several of the Islamic nations to have peace with Israel, not necessarily bosom buddies, but at least they weren't going to war with them. All of that's coming unthreaded, unraveled. In fact, Saudi Arabia was about to enter into that agreement. They have now backed out of it. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching Iran, which is bolstered by Russia and China. We're watching Iran come against the apple of God's eye, the little postage stamp called Israel. One of the major prophetic end of time signs, one of the major eschatological indicators in the scripture, is when we see those nations rising up against the nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that today. Here's an article that says, Israel launches deadly airstrike on Gaza Monday in response to a barrage of rockets fired by Hamas and other Palestinian militants amid spiraling violence sparked by unrest at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. And it goes on to talk about what we see there. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be reminded of a biblical text that brings this to the forefront. In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, the scripture says, Behold, I'll make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people are round about, and when they shall be in siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all people on the earth be gathered together against it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible has told us what to expect. And we're watching these things come about. I want us to understand it's not just an isolation that's taking place. It's as a result of the Biden administration, the Socialist Marxist Communist BLM Democratic Party that hates Israel. In fact, we have several of the House members and Senate members that are absolutely jihadist, Islamic jihadist, either that by way of their lifestyle or their desire for destruction of Israel. We're watching those stand up and say to Biden, whispering in his ear, don't do anything to help Israel. Contrarywise, President Donald J. Trump was bringing about some modicum of peace in that part of the world. So we're watching some of the prophetic things take place with that unrest taking place today in Israel. Here's another article. Iran releases horrifying propaganda video displaying the United States Capitol blown up by missile strike, showing contempt for the Biden rule. Further in the article, it states Iran releases horrifying photographs, fake photographs, videos showing the U.S. Capitol being blown up. And they're saying that they're doing so because of Biden's ineptness and weakness, and they know what they can do. This article says the video leaked on state-controlled Iranian TV on Sunday before Supreme Leader speech depicted a missile being fired at the Washington, D.C. building is engulfed in flames. Biden is now under mounting pressure not to surrender to Iran's threats by Republican as treasonous tensions, that is, between both countries continue to simmer. The Washington Free Beacon reported that the Islamic leader, Revolutionary Guard, who had repeatedly launched operations against the United States in his address, and during his address, demeaning America, threatening America, showing a fake video footage of the Capitol being blown up. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, that's out on, as I understand it, on Facebook and also on some of the other social media. And yet that's being allowed, but we the people, citizens, free people in America, Christians, cannot put most things that will question the government, question Biden, or challenge this administration in any way. It will be shut down or a statement overlaid on it saying that it is false and phony and ought not to be followed. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article that tells us what is taking place. Iran launched deadly airstrikes on Gaza Monday in response to a barrage of rockets fired by Hamas and the Palestinian militants amid spiraling violence sparked by unrest in Jerusalem. Here's another article. Iran and China on Saturday signed a 25-year strategic cooperation agreement addressing economic issues amid crippling U.S. sanctions on Tehran, according to the Iranian state media. Part of the article states, Iran and China signed a huge 25-year strategic deal could reduce U.S. regional influences in all of the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're watching is the coming unglued, unthreaded, and the demise of anything that will be called a peace agreement in Israel. And the evisceration of Israel is on the mind and the heart. And the goal of China, Russia, Iran, Syria. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the stage being set. We're talking about today, can America survive? We need to understand some fundamental things that's taking place, not only in America, but around the globe, that indicates where we are prophetically and where we're going as a nation. China is on the move. China is on the move around the globe today, ladies and gentlemen, to control the whole world. Yet Biden is silent and doing nothing to protect American interests around the world. I believe we have Bob on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Oh, you think Biden even knows what's going on?
That's a good question, brother. He is cognitively impaired.
Yeah,
what he knows and to the extent
challenge,
that's right. And what he knows and to the extent of his knowledge on it is everybody's guess. In fact, recently one of the major people on television, I've forgotten what network, said that he was an empty suit. I think it was one being interviewed by a anchor on Fox. Said it was an empty suit. But Biden is allowing it to take place if he is not, in fact, in control. It is the controllers. He is the puppet. We don't know who all of the puppeteers are at this moment, but he's the puppet. And I am frightened where we're going as a nation, because if America finds its demise, the church, Christianity, spirituality, the evangelism that we've known for all of these centuries will be absolutely gone.
All right. Pastor, I wanted to ask you if you think that what's going on in Jerusalem right now, how serious do you think it is? Do you think this is it? Personally, I don't, because I think that they're still throwing rocks. Now, I know these missiles are pretty dangerous, but they've got a lot more volatile weaponry than these missiles that they're sending over right now. So in my opinion, it's still like the Infantado where they're throwing rocks and it's not really that serious. But it may escalate. So I wanted to get your opinion on what's going on right now.
Bob, you're exactly right. What we're watching is the foreshadowing of the ultimate attempt to annihilate, to eviscerate, to totally destroy Israel. And that will come about, ladies and gentlemen, and as we speak today on that issue of watching the globe, that will come about in Ezekiel 38 and 39, and that will be after the rapture of the church. That will be during the days of the tribulation and leading up to the ultimate battle of Armageddon, which will be fought to destroy Israel. But we're watching the stage being set. And here's the thing, Bob, that I think is so necessary for us to understand today. This is taking place today by the those in Hamas and those that are against Israel, including Iran, and Iran's leadership in promulgating and propping them up and providing the weaponry to do so. In fact, Hamas made a bold statement recently. They were publicly thanking Iran for furnishing them better missiles this time. Right. But the thing that is so unique and different now is that that which President Trump had put into place, he had ceased paying the hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinian Liberation Organization and Hamas. He had ceased that. Now Biden has already reactivated that. I believe somewhere in the neighborhood of $300, $400 million has been given to them. So they have the funds now to go about the continued attempt to destroy Israel. That's what reinvigorated it. That's what's, if you please, that's what's caused the fire to be lit once again. That's motivating them. And this time, they have China that's totally wedded with Iran today. And Iran is the one that's furnishing the weaponry. And we're watching the prophetic text of the scripture, the eschatological truth of the Word of God, where the stage is being set. No, this is not the final battle, but we're watching the stage being set on that.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. When you look at Luke 21:28, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh, and we read the preceding verses, when all of these things come about, we need to look up, lift up our heads for our redemption, i.e. the sudden seizing, snatching away of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is near. One of the things that is sad from the Christian standpoint is that most Christians are asleep today, not realizing the day in which we're living. They're not actively promulgating and pushing the Word of God, because somehow, some way, they've been lulled into a position of believing that everything is going to be all right, even though Sleepy Joe is at the helm of our nation. It is not all right. We're in perhaps the weakest state that America's ever been in, the weakest period, the weakest position America's ever been in the history of the United States of America, in my most humble opinion.
Well, one thing it has done, it has kept Netanyahu in charge, because they're not going to, you know, get rid of him right now. They need him. So he's still calling the shots. I guess that's good.
He's still calling the shots, although he does not have a, quote, government. He has, after the, what is it, third, fourth election in Israel in 2 years, 3 years, Netanyahu's not been able to put together a coalition to form what they call a government for Israel. So it's a government that's awry. It's a government that's afloat. It's a government that doesn't really have a head now, even though Netanyahu is legitimately still the prime minister. We do not find a real head of government in Israel today. It is literally afloat today. And I believe this is one of the weakest times of the nation of Israel, other than when it was just birthed, May 15, 1948.
Well, after 60, 70 years that we've all been waiting, I think it's about time, don't you?
I'm ready, brother. Exactly right. Thank you so much for your call and your input today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about asking the question, can America survive? And we're watching the Middle East literally on fire today. We're watching the Middle East on a powder keg today, and we're watching China, Russia, and Iran, Syria, all joining in to the fray, each one helping the other. And I don't know that they even realize what they're doing, because according to the scripture, we understand that in the 16th chapter of the book of the Revelation, where ultimately the cataclysmic event called the Battle of Armageddon takes place, it's where they are deluded. And the illusion of the nations then joined together in coming against Israel and not really understanding what it's all about and what is taking place. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at some of the things that we're watching today, that which is taking place in the Middle East. And secondly, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what's happening in America today. You recall the first day that Biden went into office. I believe it was his first executive order that shut down the XL pipeline, pumping oil directly from Canada, the design purpose and the ultimate goal, pumping oil directly through the center part of America, right down to the Gulf Coast, so that the transporters transport out of Texas and Louisiana and that area could have the oil to transport it and disperse it around the globe. Under the Trump administration, we'd become oil production as a nation. We'd become independent of any other nation. And today, this very moment, today, ladies and gentlemen, since Biden went into office, America now gets about 50% of its oil from Russia. And now with the XL pipeline having been shut down his first day in office, 11,000-plus workers laid off, and now the pipeline that's pumping gasoline from where is it, Houston, Texas, all the way up to New York, some 17 states are now without the oil being pumped through those lines simply because of the shutdown with the cyber war use coming against it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered. What will America do if this continues to escalate? And by the way, Biden is not concerned about the pipeline being shut down, though he might have his spokespeople say something in that regard. Some, ladies and gentlemen, some think that somehow, some way, this may have been orchestrated other than just by Russian hackers. I don't know. I have a propensity to believe that it may be some loose-knit group that wants to carry out what Biden is wanting, because under the Biden's Green New Deal that he's pushing today on behalf of the Bernie Sanders and AOC and others, a part of that Green New Deal is to shut down all oil production, all fracking, all natural gas drilling. And here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says, battered Biden under siege as crisis confront the White House. Remarkable 5 days of bad development stretching from Israel to Mexican border to the east coast via Colonial Pipeline. The Colonial Pipeline is shut down, ladies and gentlemen. There's state after state after state announcing, I believe there's four or five states announcing state emergencies where there are 1,000. I believe Gas Buddy, it's called, just recently said this morning on the television broadcast, early morning news, it's, I believe they set up with 2,000 stations are shut down because of having no gasoline. And ladies and gentlemen, if there's no gasoline in the South and up the eastern seaboard, transportation ceases for the most part. Your grocery shelves will begin to become empty if this stays for about a week to 10 days. You find panic, or you found already panic in the streets with hundreds and hundreds of cars lined up in some states waiting to get gasoline on it, to get to the tank and find it empty. It's a throwback to the Jimmy Carter days in the 70s when that was taking place. It's a throwback again to the days that Biden was senator and made no bones about the fact that he wanted to shut down anything called natural gas and the production of oil. And we're finding that taking place today. Here's an article. Memo to President Biden. Life moves pretty fast, and now the world is on fire. Israel is erupting. Americans are utterly confused when masks should be where masks should be worn for COVID-19 protection. And then there are the agitators and the anxiety in the long gasoline lines. And that was just Tuesday, and a lot has changed in a matter of days. Friday was supposed to be the glorious day for Biden. The last employment number, the latest employment numbers were set to be released, and economists were gushing that millions of jobs would have likely been created in April by exuberant employers and other newly vaccinated workers. When the actual tally came in, 750,000 jobs lower than expected, just 266,000 jobs created, and the employment unexpectedly rising to 6.1%. Then by Saturday morning, Colonial Pipeline transport half the Gulf Coast fuel and oil from Texas had been turned off, victims by ransomware and cyber attacks, et cetera, et cetera. By late Monday, more than 1 in 20 gas stations in Virginia were out of fuel, and it goes on and on and on with the consternation that's all been brought about at almost simultaneously in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, with what's happening from a global network and from the national network of what's taking place in America today. This is the reason I'm postulating the question. Can America survive? Are we in a position if we have an attack on our borders, within our borders, can we survive? If we have an attack from outside the borders, can we survive? If we continue with the number that's coming across our borders every day, can we survive as a nation? Can we survive as a nation if Anthony Fauci continues in position that he's in? We're going to talk about that further on this broadcast today. We're giving the tentacles that's all pulling at the foundation of America and the question being asked, can America survive? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute break for the top of the hour news. Be right back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.